Greetings, it's Brother Steve again with the Daily Inspiration. We are looking at this week the prophecies that prophesy of Jesus' death. And basically what we did, for those of you who have not been listening, is we went to Luke chapter 24, which speaks of the walk to Emmaus by the couple of disciples there, and then Jesus comes up and he asks them why they're so sad, and then they ask, okay, so are you a stranger? Don't you know what happened? You know, we thought this Jesus, we thought he's going to be our king, he's going to deliver us, and now they crucified him and they killed him and they put him in the grave, and now somebody just said that he rose up again. So, and then Jesus says, you know, oh fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And so when they were, after Jesus, they saw who he was and Jesus disappeared, it says that their hearts burned within them as he revealed the scriptures to them, as he opened up the Old Testament prophecies, to show them that he indeed was the Christ and that this was all prophesied from long before. And so so what we're doing is we're going through those prophecies, just thinking about the prophecies that Jesus would have been referring to. And we went through a few the last couple mornings, and now we're going to go to Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 12. Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 12. So here we have the account, the prophecy of Jesus being sold for 30 pieces of silver. And that there's a clear picture in Zechariah of that very thing there. If you go to Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 12, you have... And I said unto them, if you think good, give me my price, and if not, forbear. So they weighed for him, so they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And then if you go to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26 is where the fulfillment of that prophecy took place. And so let's see, 26 here is 14 and 15. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. And so here we have Judas fulfilling that prophecy. It seems like Judas was a little upset at Jesus just a little bit before that. There was the woman that had broken that alabaster bottle of ointment and spilled it on Jesus' feet. And so they were a little upset with him with that waste, because it was quite valuable. And Jesus said, why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. And so it seems like Judas was maybe a little upset with Jesus' response there. And being he was a thief, and he was he had the bag, he was kind of the secretary. And so, anyway, he decided to go sell Jesus to the Pharisees. Then in the next thing is talking about he being betrayed by a friend, which is comes up in Psalms chapter 41 and verse 9. Psalms 41 and verse 9. Is the first one place where they talked about that. 41 and verse 9 is, yeah, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread hath lifted up his heel against me. And so there it gives the picture of how there was a friend that betrayed him. His own familiar friend lifted up his heel against him. And then Psalms chapter 55 and verse 12 to 14 is another place where that comes up. He says, For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. And so here we have, I guess this is a psalm of David, speaking of how his own friend betrayed him. It wasn't. He's saying that if it would have been an enemy, it would have been bearable, or if it would have been somebody that hated me, I would have just hid myself. But it was someone my equal. It was my friend. It was somebody that I worshiped together. And so that's speaking of Jesus. Then in Matthew 26, verse 49 to 50. Verse 49 and 50, Matthew 26, we have where let's start in verse 48. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. So here we have Jesus out in the Garden of Gethsemane, and well, I think actually I'm going to start reading in verse 47, actually. And then verse 47 is where it starts. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. And so there is where Judas, one of his own disciples there, somebody that walked with him for 3 years or however long it was, and yet he was willing to betray him. And, you know, what made Judas do that? I don't know. Maybe he didn't think that, you know, it seemed like he was hungry for money, for one thing. He wanted the money. And the other thing is, you know, he probably didn't think that, you know, Jesus had escaped the Pharisees numerous times before, and he just thought that, you know, they're not going to catch him anyway, and he'll have his money. He did his job. But then once he realized what's going to happen, then he repented. And we'll go to that next, which is where it talks about the money being used to buy a potter's field, which is also in Zechariah, in the same place that we read before. In Zechariah, it talks about, okay, that was Zechariah chapter 11 and verse 13 this time. And the Lord said unto me, Cast it unto the potter, a good price I was priced at of them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them to the potter in the house of the Lord. And then, if you go to Matthew chapter 27, there again that prophecy is fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27. Verse 3 says, Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood. And they said, What to us? See thou to it. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, It is not lawful for us to put them into the treasury, because it is the price of blood. And they took counsel and brought with them the potter's field, to bury strangers in. Wherefore that field was called the field of blood unto this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him that was valued, whom they of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord appointed me." And so there's seems like maybe there's another prophecy there that we're missing. Even talks about Jeremiah the prophet, which also refers to Zechariah there. Maybe I'll have to look that up. So anyway, and all these things are all written in the Old Testament, and they're, you know, a little vague. It's not perfectly clear how that all is, but when you come to the New Testament and you see the fulfillment of it, you see how exactly everything. And so the Old Testament is just full of those kind of examples. And even the other thing that there's also types and pictures of Christ there. For example, Joseph being sold for 20 pieces of silver. Jonah in the whale being in the whale for 3 days and three nights. And Jesus even uses that example of that, just like Jonah was in the whale for 3 days and three nights, the Son of Man will be in the midst of the earth for 3 days and three nights. So anyway, that's where we're going to end for today. So the Lord bless you.